Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free to 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
All right. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. That is the point of the program. Now, we were talking before the show, and I figured we needed to actually have this conversation on the air about the Occupy fill-in-the-blank, the protests that are going around, spreading throughout the country, allegedly throughout the globe, I think I've heard. But
the liberal version of the Tea Party, basically.
Some say, yeah, that's pretty much an accurate statement. Others say not so much.
Sure.
But it certainly is, from a very far back perspective, the same sort of idea. The Tea Partiers were very upset about a variety of things, and they hit the streets. And these folks in the Occupy movement are upset about a variety of things, and they hit the streets. So that's, I would say, the similarity between the two. And they're fairly large, and they're popular as compared to, say, some other protests in the past that have just kind of been one-offs and then gone away, like a Million Mom March on the Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
The mall there or something like that. So there's definitely something different about this. I mean, it's different from the Tea Party in that it's not just a one-off thing. It's not a one afternoon, and then everybody goes home and waits 6 more months and then comes out again. At least in New York City, they're continuing. What are the other cities doing? I don't really know. Maybe if you've been there, you can fill us in. Are they still active in Philadelphia on a daily basis, Boston? I get the impression that they are, but I haven't had time to look into it.
I have some friends that have been going every weekend, and, I mean, they're going on, like, Thursday, Friday,
to
Saturday.
To New York City?
In Boston.
Boston, okay.
So I would imagine that they're going on. I'm sure they dwindle, obviously. They're probably the biggest on the weekends, but there's still some scragglers out there.
So I showed up last night at the Occupy Keene organizational meeting, or what they call a general assembly, which I guess is where they do some sort of organization. They come up with ideas and plan meetings and that sort of thing. So it's not the actual Occupy protest. It's planning for the protest. And or whatever you want to call this. I presume that people are calling these protests demonstrations, perhaps. So the plan for the demonstration was the first one, to my knowledge, and it took place at a park. It was getting dark out at the time that it happened. Mosquitoes were coming out, but yet people managed to stay there for over a good hour. It was, I would say, mostly as expected to be a liberal bunch of folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly a meeting to schedule another meeting. For the most part, people were able to kind of introduce themselves and talk about briefly why they were there. I did not introduce myself. I arrived a little bit, like about a half an hour late, and so I just wanted to listen. And if I had been asked who I was, I would have simply said, I'm Ian Freeman. I'm here to listen because I want to know what are these people thinking? What are they looking to do? What do they want to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sure, before you jump right in and, pick up the flag or...
Well, I mean, I'm not going to try to take anything over or anything like that.
No, I mean before you throw your hat in and...
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in helping in whatever way possible. It's
sure,
certainly
but you want more information is kind of what I'm getting at.
Right, it's certainly something that is clearly against the status quo, and I'm fairly certain that it's a bunch of disparate people that don't, viewpoints that,
mm-hmm.
That they're not all melded together on the same, they don't agree on everything. And so I don't know where this is going to go, right? But I'm interested in being involved because I'm an activist and that's what I do. So the most interesting part of last night was this woman who was very pushy, who had showed up from, I think, Amherst, somewhere near Boston, apparently. I guess.
Okay.
And she, at one point, claimed she worked for the New York Times, and her basic intention was to try to take over the meeting. And she had shown up, and she's just this kind of blustering woman who just kind of kept interrupting, and essentially her purpose was to try to take control. She was complaining when she was shut down. Like, she would try to talk, but people would say, well, you need to wait your turn. And so she would complain. She would say, well, look, I've only been organizing for 70 years. So she was trying to position herself as this
How old was she?
she was exaggerating. She probably couldn't have been more than 55.
Okay, I was going to say 70 years of organized Wall Street, huh?
No, so she's just saying she's an old school protester. She's been doing this for a long time, so we should listen to her.
Sure.
And had she not been so pushy about it, maybe she would have gotten somewhere. But
best salesperson.
Yeah, pretty much the entire group of people was not really too interested.
Especially if you don't live in Keene. I mean, really, you're going to come from Amherst and try to
take
over our meeting by being rude and pushy?
Occupy Amherst.
And at one point, after people discussed the fact that there's a Facebook group for this Occupy event, which of course is a great way for people to communicate and to organize things, this woman pipes up at one point and starts to promote her own website. Now, I don't know if she owns the site or what her interest is in it, but you can get a free listserv if you go to this site. I don't even know what it was. I wouldn't say it again on the air if I did. But it was like she was trying to convince people to eschew Facebook in favor of some obscure organizational website that no one had ever heard of. So she tries to push that on the group at one point, and then before she leaves, she again mentions the website and pushes that again for the idea of, you can use Facebook, but you could have a free listserv if you go to this website. And some other kid, another guy in the group pipes up and says, well, Facebook's free too. So she had absolutely nothing with which to entice to offer this group of people. So apparently the National Occupy Day, from what I understand, is going to be the 15th. So coming up on Saturday, all across the country, there will be more Occupy events than have been thus far, apparently. So they're working towards creating that. There's likely something near your area. I don't know where you'd go to look for information about this. I got
Facebook.
Some propaganda Facebook probably would work. Actually, I heard that the Wikipedia page is very good for the Occupy movement. But Julia, you seem a little upset about some of the things you've observed about this.
I wouldn't say upset is. I'm irritated because it seems to me that the majority of the young people that I see speaking out and I mean, I could be wrong, but just speculating, it seems like a younger person's movement, or at least, like, maybe it's just because all my friends that are going and posting about it on Facebook are younger.
I'd say it was
so
about half younger people, about
at
half, like, 30 to 50.
Right. So it seems to me that all they care about is not having college loans. And I just, I mean, today I was on break at my job. I was surfing the web, and I found this, We Are the 99% Tumblr, which is like a blog site where you can host a free blog. And it was anyone can go on and they can share their story of why they're the 99% and why you should feel sorry for them. And almost every single one of them said something like, I'm 27 years old. I have $60,000 in college debt. Now, it's not my fault that you have $60,000 in college debt. You can get college cheaper. If you think that college is the way to go, you don't have to spend $60,000.
You're right. And it's not like they, were forced to go to college. And it's not like Wall Street put all this debt on them. They accumulated this debt themselves.
Yeah, I don't really understand Wall Street's involvement at all. If someone could please call up and tell me why.
Well, the banks are evil.
Right. They got a handout. So now they don't want to pay, these college kids
but
don't want to pay for their debt.
Out?
They want their own handout, so they don't have to pay their debt.
Well, it would only be fair, right? I mean, that's their viewpoint, isn't it? I mean and I agree that it was not right for the federal first of all, it's not right for the government to exist, but it does, and so it's not right
for them
to hand billions of dollars, print out trillions of dollars, and hand it to their friends in the banks. So from that perspective, they're correct in that complaint. But essentially, their solution is now that they got theirs, we should get ours,
right? Because that money just comes from thin air, of course.
Well, it could.
Yeah.
They could print a whole bunch of money out, just like they did with the banks, and inflate the money supply and pay a bunch of people's college loans off. And as a result of that, we'd have hyperinflation.
I wonder what that number would be if they were to relieve every American of their college debt. I mean, it would just be enormous.
It'd be significant inflation. I don't know if it'd be hyperinflation. But more coming up here with your thoughts. Welcome. Have you been to one of these Occupy protests, demonstrations? Maybe one of the organizational meetings. How difficult was that to deal with? Because it was exactly what I had expected it to be, which was kind of this democratic decision-making consensus process, which, of course, is relatively slow and plodding. So it'll be interesting to continue to attend these and see what happens. 855-453.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you
can dial in toll free at 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. There are lots of features there, and we give them to you free, including the webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact, because the chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. And it's all over at cam.freetalklive.com. Totally free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. I want to also tell you about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with others who think like you. And I mean others, not just like some random group of people that kind of think like you on some things, like you might find at one of these Occupy fill-in-the-blank protests. I mean people who get it when it comes to the ideas of liberty, who are very principled in the application of those ideas. The liberty-minded people getting together all in the same place to get active to achieve freedom in our lifetime. That's the best plan for freedom, in my opinion, and I think you guys agree. That's why we all moved here to New Hampshire.
Sure, I wouldn't have picked up my life and came here if I didn't believe that.
Yeah, exactly right, because it's cold up here sometimes.
It's getting cold now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so nice right now.
No, it really is.
This is a really beautiful week. The nice part before the frigid and the falling white stuff.
It's unseasonably warm, as they say.
That's true.
But anyway, it's beautiful here, but the most amazing part about being in New Hampshire is being around other people that get it when it comes to freedom. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Freestateproject.org, because your movement has to have more to it than a protest.
Sure.
We've got a home base here. Right. You've got to have more than just protest. You've got to have political action. You've got to have civil disobedience, non-cooperation, outreach.
Right. Market alternatives, creating those.
Creating media as well.
Yeah, media, you know. So whether you're creating a gray market or alternative currencies or something, some way to get around the system that exists now, I'd say, is a good idea.
Protests have some of those elements. Mm-hmm, like, sure. You know, that protest essentially is an outreach event. When you're holding signs, when you're waving at people and they're driving by, the idea is to reach them with a message, hit them with a website, give them a flyer, get them some more information, get them intrigued, pique their interest in whatever it is you're out there to promote. So that's the purpose of a protest. Ultimately, though, protests don't generally lead to much change. In most cases, there probably are some exceptions to that rule. I think it was Alexander Haig who's famous for saying, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes. So that's one of the things that's frustrating about watching people go and do these things, is they never seem to really lead to anything.
Right. You know, the people might come out and, you know, show their support for a while, and then the numbers might kind of dwindle as it gets a little colder out or whatever, what have you, and people start to go home. And you know, yeah, they made a big stink about everything, but did they change anything?
It might help a politician or two who comes out and tries to lead a parade. So, like, if a protest gets big enough, like the Tea Party, or in this case, these protests, mm-hmm. politicians will inevitably start to kind of meander around, and you know, they'll glad hand, and they'll talk to people, and they'll try to recruit the protesters into their campaigns, and essentially attempt to benefit from the activists that are excited and want to do something. So they'll pander to them. Well, I agree with you, protesters. If you'll just vote for me or help me out with my campaign, then we'll give you all the college loans for free, or whatever it is. They'll say whatever they need to in order to get the assistance.
Sure, it could
benefit politicians, I think, but in the long run, as far as it benefiting freedom, any kind of protesting, I just don't know. I don't know about that. Let's go to you and your thoughts, Joshua, listening in Tulsa. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Stephanie, I think you had asked what the number would be if they were to pay off all those college loans, right?
Julia is on the show tonight. Stephanie hosts Sunday nights. But Julia's here.
Julia. Hi. I've heard Julia on the show. Sorry.
That's okay.
The radio, the difference in voices didn't come through. I don't know. But you're great, too, Julia. I love your
Thank
own.
You.
And before that, you had asked, how does Wall Street come into it anyway? Did I hear that
yeah.
right? Okay. According to another GCN show, Alex Jones, if they had paid off all the student loans, mortgages, car loans, and credit card debts, that would equal the amount that they gave them in the bailout.
Wow.
Which was, like, $13.5 trillion, $14, something like that?
I haven't been keeping track. It's a lot of money.
Well, it is, but see, if they had done it that way, instead of just handing over the money, say, well, okay, I tell you what, we'll pay everybody's debts in America, and we'll hit the reset button on the economy. Right? If they had done that, that would have been really cool. But this is where
except it really wouldn't hit the reset button on the economy because it would inflate the money supply, as it has done. But nonetheless, I can see what you're saying is that relieving personal debts would be, if you're going to do some sort of meddling, maybe that would be preferable to puffing up the big banks. I see where you're coming from with that. I don't agree with either of them. But, and certainly the little people don't have the political pull it takes to make something like that ever happen. So it's really nothing more than pie-in-the-sky fantasy.
That's true. Now, but this is where Wall Street comes in. There actually have been leaders in countries who did cool stuff like that for their citizens, and Muammar Gaddafi and Adolf Hitler come to mind, believe it or not. But Wall Street has this... It's such a revolving door with Washington, it's practically a career path, Julia. Like Tim Geithner used to be, I think, Goldman Sachs, and he actually wrote the TARP bill that was the original big bailout when George W. Bush came out and announced, there's a freeze-up in the credit markets. We have to have this or the world's going to end. When, in fact, at that moment that he said that, banks were lending to each other and businesses and consumers at record rates. He created that crunch just by announcing that it existed. And the, you know, Tim Geithner had already written this law before he made that announcement to have Henry Paulson put it into place. And which one was Henry Paulson? Was he Goldman Sachs?
Hell if I know. They're all a bunch of political names to me.
Well, now, Henry Paulson was Treasury Secretary before Geithner, and I believe he was on the directors, board of directors of either Goldman Sachs or Morgan. I mean, he was right up there.
Sure.
Before he went to Washington, and then he went back to whichever of those companies.
Yeah, I mean, you see this when it comes to the Department of Homeland Security, the old Department of Homeland Security, the Skeletor guy. When he retired, he went into some sort of private security fund or whatever, or firm, rather, and ended up getting the contract for the scanner machines that got in the airport.
Right. I believe the head of FEMA did after Katrina as well.
He went into consulting.
For FEMA and got paid
Michael Brown.
And a huge pension.
Yeah. Hey, Joshua, thanks for the info, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733.
I don't claim to be knowledgeable about that sort of thing at all. It just doesn't interest me, so I don't spend any time really learning about it. I know.
You mean the who's
yeah,
who of
like
Washington?
I know the basics about the bailouts. I know that I believe that it's morally wrong and that it's causing all kinds of problems, but I don't care to delve into it. He certainly was much more knowledgeable about it than I.
I'm more concerned about what's happening here in New England as opposed to what's going on in Washington. I mean, obviously, what's happening in Washington affects us here just because we're politically tied to them by force. But I'm more concerned on what happens in my community. I think other people should be concerned about what happens in their community and not what happens in somebody 1,000 miles away's community.
Well, unfortunately, as long as people 1,000 miles or 2,000 miles away are controlling others' lives, people will be concerned about what they do.
Sure.
Because they're too afraid to say, no, I'm not going to go along with this anymore. If everybody would just say, screw you to Washington, D.C., then we wouldn't have to care anymore. And I really would like that. 1-855-450-FREE. You take control. Bring up what you want. Comments on Occupy, fill in the blank, or whatever you want. Free talk.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24
4-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
We invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, a whole lot of them. Going back all the way to 2006, you go, click, and download. They're yours for free over at freetalklive.com. Now, Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has, and always will, mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own, made in America and made for you. Ruger.com. We started out the show talking about, and I think we're going to continue, because this is... This is big news, this Occupy Wall Street that has blown up into Occupy Boston and Philly and all kinds of places all around the country. It's going to be spreading even further this week, even here to our very own little Keene, New Hampshire. There's an Occupy Manchester. So last night was the very first meeting that that had occurred. And interestingly, there was this woman there who was basically trying to take it over. Now, when I went over to the Facebook group for Occupy Keene, somebody had pointed that out, and apparently this has been a problem at other protests where these strangers who aren't necessarily from the area will just kind of show up and just bust their way in and try to essentially take over a meeting.
Huh.
And it's just really weird. I don't know who they're working for or what their intention is, or if she's just some random crazy lady or eccentric who's just that's just the way she is. Is she under orders, or is that just who she is and what she does? She came in basically saying that she's got so much experience at organizing, so we should all listen to her. But essentially, she was like a rambling person who couldn't really focus her thoughts very effectively. And that's what leads me to believe she might just be a little nuts. instead of just kind of following orders.
Yeah, that sounds more plausible to me, I think. If she was someone who's following orders, you know, it would probably be in her best interest to kind of, you know, get in with the group first and mm-hmm. then start, you know, making moves.
Yeah, she didn't do a very good job at that, if that was her intention. So people are organizing things for Saturday, the Occupy events continuing. Certainly interested in your perspective, in your observations. And Julia, you're frustrated with a lot of what you've heard from some of the people that might be attending these protests or sympathetic with them, in that it seems like they all are just, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them, are looking for a handout, that they made a mistake. They went to school. They paid too much money to go to school. They've got buyer's remorse now. They've mm-hmm. realized that whatever, maybe their degree is useless because they got a degree in the trumpet or you know,
psychology,
English,
literature, philosophy,
communications,
anthropology.
So they get some sort of useless degree,
business,
tens of thousands of dollars on it, and now have to pay back this loan, and so buyer's remorse setting in. Oh my God, what was I thinking? Why did I do that? Maybe the government can make it right. Maybe they can just wipe away it all. In fact, when I was sitting at there was like a meeting after the meeting for more of the organizer types. I went to that too. And that was where there was more of an open discussion where you could hear some of the complaints that some people had. And it was certainly posited that it just isn't fair. One of the people said, some of the most successful people I know didn't even finish high school. And I just thought that was an interesting statement, right? Because if you get out of this school system and can actually begin building skills for yourself mm-hmm. and can start going off in whatever direction it is that calls you in life, then by the time your friends who went to college get out of college, you've got 5, maybe 6 years of work experience built up on them.
Sure, sure. I have a friend who's, I think he's in graduate school now for inorganic chemistry. And, you know, he's never really had a job except when we were in high school and he worked at the food stand in the flea market. But, you know, and I've done so many things. I've been working for 10 years now, I realize, you know, mm-hmm. and I've done everything from every position in a restaurant you could possibly hold to machine repair, you know, and sales. I've done retail. I've done everything.
And maybe that's maybe those things aren't what you want to do for a long term.
Sure, sure.
But
and
it builds skills nonetheless.
Yeah, that it builds a work ethic as well.
Work
yeah.
ethic, interacting with customers, interacting with management.
Interacting with machinery. Yeah.
Well, that was one of my biggest complaints is I mentioned earlier I was looking at a blog. It was called We Are the 99%, one of the Tumblr websites, and almost all of them were A, complaining about school loans, and B, they said things like, I'm 27 years old, and when I get out of college, I'm going to have to get a job as a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
They said things like that. Well, you know, if you were working while you were going to college, you would probably be better off than a lot of these people who just expect that because they have a college degree, they get out and your dream job is just here waiting for you. You have to work at
right.
it.
Right. As long as you have the degree, you can get the job.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that was part of what one of the people said last night was that they were frustrated that they had gone through all this schooling and that they paid all this money and that they can't find work in the, you know, the career path that they had hoped to. And it's frustrating to them that that everybody else is working and they didn't have to go to college or whatever. And so they want their college loans paid off, but that's not really fair to the people that didn't go to college, is it? I mean, all the people who got their college loans paid off get them, if this happens, and it's probably not going to happen, but if they do get their college loans paid off, that's not really very fair to the people
If you get your college loans paid off, can I just get, like, that chunk of change, right? So you get
$60,000,
I'll just take the cash.
Right. Yeah, I don't have that much debt. Can I just, write me a check? And
that's a great point.
We're good to go.
Now, that would be fair, too, right?
Sure,
if they're
going
to cut checks to everybody that went to college, then they should cut checks to everybody, but then of course we know what happens if they do these things is the value of money just drops and
sure.
prices go up. So then all of a sudden overnight you've got $6 gas instead of $3 gas.
Or
something else to complain about.
Yeah, right. they can fix that by having a $20 an hour minimum wage for everybody, right?
So that everything can now cost $20 an hour more to produce.
You know, after we did that show, for those listening who don't know what I'm talking about,
last week
on Monday, we talked about their list of proposed demands, and they were ludicrous, and the first one on the list was a $20 minimum wage for everybody. And when I went home, I was kind of reading like a little bit about it, just because I thought it was funny, and I looked at the list on the posting, and I looked at some of the comments, and people are not taking that well. Like, even people who would be on your side, like are for raising the minimum wage, they all thought it was so ridiculous that they were calling, you know, you're ruining the movement. How could you be?
They said $20 was too high.
Right, right. I mean, they had all cut. They thought $10, you know, that was fine. But people thought that the list of demands was so ludicrous that even people that would have been on their side were like, get out of here.
Where did
that.
I hear? I don't know if it was you that told me this, but I thought part of that demand. I haven't read it, so maybe I just misunderstood. But I thought part of that demand was that everybody should have a living wage even if they're not working.
Correct. That was another...
Yeah, regardless of your job. And so I decided that if that happens, I'm just going to go out and become a perverted ukulele player. And, like, I'll sing dirty limerick songs, and I'll get $20 an hour. It's a whole lot better than cooking food for $9 an hour.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Sure.
Right.
Sure.
I mean, at that point in time, let's just all quit our jobs. Why work?
How's that going to work out?
Yeah. I'll have a job. I don't know what you're talking about, Julia. I'll be dirty ukulele-er.
Is going to wave their magic wand, and they are just going to give these things to us.
Yeah, I think this is all very interesting to observe. And as I said, I'm interested in participating up to a certain point. I don't think these people are bad people. I think that...
They have their hearts in the right place, a lot
right.
of them.
I think many of them have identified serious problems with what's going on in this country. It's just that most people, whether we're talking about Tea Partiers or we're talking about the Occupy folks... they don't understand that force isn't going to solve their problems. That's the factor that they just don't comprehend. And I did watch the Adam versus the Man video with the pompous...
I love that video.
Sweater tied around his neck kind of guy.
Sure.
Way he says it just cracks me up. I've watched it like 10 times. Just that frame where he's, if they did it my way.
Yeah. I think what would have been hilarious if Adam would have went he was going to take a swing at him and the guy would have flinched and then he could have been like, okay, that's what people feel when you steal from them to pay for your projects, whatever they are. You know, that's what they experience, that emotion. If you don't like it yourself, why do you like doing that to other people?
He probably would have called the cops.
Probably.
That's what the government's for.
1-855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733, which is what he said.
Yes, I know.
To admit that government is violence.
Right.
That government is the tool to force people to bend your will.
Yeah.
So it's refreshing when you hear little tyrants admit those sorts of things. Usually they try to cover it up.
Oh, he was quite cheery about it.
1-855-450-FREE. Well, he knows what's best. We're coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com. What is that? Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. Speed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Life before the collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't want on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
With economic news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special self-reliance report. Studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in the headlights of an oncoming car. waiting for others to help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down under pressure. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. That's why I'm excited to announce we've published a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com. Take swift and decisive action by getting your copy today at readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And we'll take your calls about anything. It doesn't have to be about the Occupy fill in the blank protests that are going on around the country and will apparently be escalating throughout the week. Now, I don't mean escalating in a violent manner. It's my understanding that most of these are peaceful events and that people are focusing on remaining peaceful.
I've heard some violence from the cops.
Police.
Yeah.
I've heard about the Tony Baloney story. I heard about that one when I was in jail.
Tony Baloney. That's a funny name.
This is the cop that came and pepper sprayed a group of peaceful people in New York
few,
City.
Few groups of people. Like he did.
Really?
Yeah, there are videos of him doing it at least twice that I've seen.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And apparently he's one of the higher-ups as well, which just goes to show that corruption does tend to rise through the ranks of the police departments.
You know, our uncle actually is a cop in New York City.
I know.
I have no idea what he thinks about all this. I haven't talked to him in years, really. We saw him in June, but that was it.
Yeah.
July, I guess we saw him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So your experiences certainly are welcome at 1-855-450-FREE. Also, some of the people at these events are friendly towards a certain man that you might know as Ron Paul. And if you've heard, Ron Paul is a top-tier candidate. I couldn't believe it when I heard this. I get out of jail, and they're telling me Ron Paul is, like, finishing in the top three in polls nationwide.
Well, for a while, the mainstream media wasn't talking about it. They would be like, there's a top tier, and it seems to be Bachman, Romney, and whoever.
Someone else.
Yeah. And, like, they would just, like, you'd see the list, and Ron Paul would be up there near the top, and they would just kind of, like, not mention him each time.
It's really just pathetic how they do that. And so there's a plan on October 19th where freedom lovers everywhere intend to create a ripple in politics so big that no media outlet will be able to ignore it. You can join the fight for liberty and freedom at blackthisout.com. That's blackthisout.com to help fight the media blackout on Ron Paul's campaign. So again, that's October 19th, blackthisout.com. It's going to be the next big Ron Paul money bomb, like they had the one that did $20 million in one day last year. That's what they're attempting to emulate this time around. So blackthisout.com. Talking about the Occupy protests, I went to an Occupy meeting last night, the very first one for Keene, and as expected, it was one of these democratic processes, and I've never really been involved in something like this. I mean, I've been to meetings before, and this didn't involve what they call Robert's Rules of Order, which is a really you laugh because it's ludicrous.
It's stupid.
Yeah, Robert's Rules of Order. Have you ever encountered this?
No, no.
It's this, I don't even know, I've never read the damn rules. I imagine it's really boring to do so, because any meeting that is run by Robert's Rules of Order is guaranteed to be boring.
But it'll be orderly.
And so I think that that had been suggested in Manchester and had been shot down by the people there. So kudos to them for that, for rejecting Robert's Rules of Order. They had kind of a different way of doing things, where they put things on what they call a stack. So people would submit an idea or something to be discussed. It would go on the stack. And then it would once you'd gone around and everybody had thrown something on the stack who wanted to, then they would then remove things from the stack for discussion and consensus.
Okay.
And at this point, it seems as though the consensus is not just a majority, but like a supermajority, maybe even 100%. So if you've got 100% of people agreeing on something, that's always a pretty good system.
Good luck with that, though.
True. Although thus far there hasn't really been any real schisms, but again, it was the very first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So how that will end up panning out, I don't know. I heard today that some of the Occupy groups have set the consensus, and who's setting these things, I don't know. But someone in charge, whoever they are, has set the consensus at 75%. So if 75% say, then they go forth with something. Of course, you're not obligated to. You know, if you don't want to participate, you can walk away and not engage in this. But it's just, it's interesting observing and listening to what people are looking for. And what I intend to do is kind of assist in whatever way I can, as long as I find the overall message to be generally agreeable. Anything that's against the status quo, I'm willing to help out to some extent. So, for instance, at one point, a gentleman in the group said that he wanted to advocate civil disobedience. And I didn't know who this guy was. Looked like a college gentleman from the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's great, because he actually had immediate support from some of the other people in the group, who, again, were not people that I knew. So the fact that these folks were willing to do civil disobedience right out the gate, I thought was pretty exciting. And so I just kind of continued to listen to some of the ideas that were put forth. And at one point, the question was asked, well, where do we want to occupy? It's an important question to figure out.
Sure.
Now, where we live in Keene, there's this place called Central Square, which is the heart
of
downtown.
Not a square at all, but a circle.
It's a circle. It's surrounded by a five-point intersection or whatever. But it's the place where everybody does their protests, for the most part. It's the most visible,
most
highly trafficked area in Keene. It's literally the center of town. And so that was suggested, and the response from someone else was, well, they didn't really want to go to the square because they didn't want to be confused with the Free Keeners or the Juggalos, who are notorious for occupying that particular space. And so then later, that same one of the other folks said, well, then she suggested blocking traffic on Main Street. And so she had said before that... The same lady that said she wanted to block traffic had said before that she didn't want to upset the police. That's why she didn't want to go to Central Square. And so then she said
you
she wants to block traffic.
You will upset the police if
right.
you block traffic.
This is where I think that my whatever level of expertise I have at dealing with the police in Keene and getting arrested and civil disobedience might be useful to these folks. So I didn't speak very much at this meeting, but that was one of the points at which I spoke up, and I said, just wanted to let you know that if you block traffic, you're not only going to upset the Keene police, but you're also going to upset the people who are trying to drive down Main Street.
Right.
So you'll be upsetting even more people if you go that route. And then she responded by saying that she thought she could get a permit to block traffic, like to basically shut down Main Street for this event, which seems very unlikely. I suppose it's a possibility because, if there's like the Pumpkin Festival, they'll shut down Main Street, some sort of humongous event.
Yeah, but that's something that brings in
10,000 people
to
Keene.
Exactly. Yeah, the store owners are not going to agree with shutting down the street. Basically, the proposal is to walk from the college campus, to march from the college campus to the Bank of America, is the proposal that's on the table right now. So shutting down the street for that, not very likely. And either way, I pointed out, even if you were to be successful at getting that, I didn't tell her she wouldn't be successful. I didn't want to rain on her parade. But I said, either way, whether or not you get the permit, if you're blocking traffic, people are going to be pissed. It's going to get attention, but people are going to be pissed. And then another guy said, well, he doesn't care if people are angry. So It's an interesting group of folks, and so we'll see what comes out of it.
Certainly, certainly.
When I ran for city council, I watched a woman beg to keep her hot dog stand open. So I have a hard time believing that they would issue a permit to let them block traffic.
No, I can't imagine they would. 1-855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can, of course, bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. Also, lots more to discuss here tonight, not just the Occupy events. But, Luther, you're going to tell us about magic mushrooms.
That's right. This comes from USA Today, and the title is Magic Mushroom Drug May Improve Personality Long-Term. In new research that will almost certainly create controversy, scientists working with the hallucinogen psilocybin, the active ingredient found in magic mushrooms, have found that a single dose of the drug prompted an enduring but positive personality change in almost 60% of patients.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty high. Significant.
In more ways than one.
Ba-dum-tsh. Specifically, tests involving a small group of patients in a strictly controlled and monitored clinical setting revealed that, more often than not, one round of psilocybin exposure successfully boosted an individual's sense of openness. What's more, the apparent shift in what is deemed to be a key aspect of personality did not dissipate after exposure, lasting at least a year and sometimes longer.
Incredible.
It truly is. I mean, and I've done some independent research on the subject, and I agree with the findings.
Well,
sounds familiar too, by the way.
I would be very interested to see what sort of other drugs could fall into this same category, because, I mean,
MDMA,
mm-hmm. LSD, mushrooms, drugs like these, without a doubt, changed my personality. Now, on the same page, there are all kinds of life experiences that could, you know, change things about you. I mean, that's not really shocking.
Sure, sure.
But
Porkfest this year changed me in a way, in a very personal way. I feel much more motivated.
Let's come back with more on change and chemicals here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Maybe there's a little more on this mushroom story.
There is.
1-855-450-FREE 3733. We're not advocating that you go out and plow down on these things. You've got to be careful when you do this stuff. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacies. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.